Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hi, everyone. I want to welcome to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we are in Chapter 8 of Energy Speaks. And I'll get my co-host, the lovely Amy Frost. How are you tonight?
I am ready to rock and roll. This is a big topic and can go a lot of crazy directions, so I'm trying not to go too crazy with it and
honor it
at the same time.
And absolutely. So we're talking about sex and sexual energy. And as part of the intro, Lee says about connecting with our sexual energy is to reconnect with our personal power. And I really think that there's a lot of taboos and beliefs and things like that. We're going to kind of get into that as we have the conversation about just so many things that is more how society has put our sense of what sexuality is. And I think it's really important for people to realize that there's just so many different aspects of what that, you know, sexual energy really does for us. And, you know, where sexual energy is the energy from which we were born. And by that, it totally makes sense. Mom and Dad went and had a great evening, and here I am. what do you think of the chapter, Amy?
I think it's a topic that we don't tend to talk about, and I think it is a very important topic. I think it affects our relationships. It affects our workplaces. It affects who we are in standing in our authentic power. And it affects male and female relationships of all kinds all the time. So I think it's an important topic that we tend to make fun of, make jokes of, or totally not talk about at all.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I love how you're talking about having it be something with our authentic power, you know, with the sensitivities and just misunderstandings. So one thing that I really love is Lee talks about how sexual energy is actually our creativity. It's that sexual energy that really helps us that helps us with our feelings. It's about beings and doing and how we achieve in the life. And it's because it's life's magic bubbling with aliveness and possibilities. You know, it's that that whole way that you walk into a room and you look around and for whatever reason somebody looks familiar, you have a sense about them, go up and have a conversation, and it could wind up being this great relationship you have with that person, whether it's, you know, a romantic relationship or something that really helps you get into a project where you actually are being able to have this great collaboration with somebody that really there's something about it that encourages you to make that connection so those different possibilities can happen. Anything else on that you want to add in?
Well, and we're going to be talking about it in many different directions, but the problem of not owning who we are as in our sexuality or as sexual people, not getting caught up by male or female or any of that, or, you know, how sexy I am, but that, like you're saying, that creative energy, that spark about who we are. And, you know, it was funny, I was watching Shallow Hal recently. Do you remember that movie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how, it's funny, Anthony Robbins said, you know, Hal, of course, was very shallow, and he would only see people as sexy that, you know, were traditionally, you know, the right body build, the right face, the right hair. And then when Anthony Robbins did a, you know, whammy on him, he saw people for their true essence and saw them as being incredibly beautiful and, you know, sexually desirable, where before he would not have seen them that way. So I think that's what we're really talking about with authentic power, is that essence. And, you know, I know there are people that you might not think are, if you just look at them, that they may not be, you won't have that feeling of charisma, of being drawn towards, of that excitement of, you know, this person is somebody I want to be near, that depending on what they look like, but how they stand and how they're confident, but not in an obnoxious way, but in a really firm, I know who I am, and I'm confident in that. And even, dare I say, that I use this power to do good and to be kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really important. Yeah, I think that's so great. Who plays Shallow Hal? Isn't it
Jack Black?
Oh. Jack Black, yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. It's like, you know,
it's a good movie to watch from that perspective, you know, remembering that, you know, these perceptions that we have of what's attractive, what's not attractive, you know, how am I being, you know, being sexual in the world, how am I using sexual energy in the world. You know, it seems silly, but I think it's kind of a good exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that really kind of goes into our exercise that we are going to have. So this is a really, it's uncovering your sexual beliefs. And, you know, here we're talking about, you know, this perception of what it is and what it isn't. And thanks to Mr. Robbins, you know, we're able to have that shift. So, yeah. So it's the sexual energy is the energy from which we were born. And when children exhibit high levels of sexual energy, they are simply expressing the life force inherent within them. And this could be horrifying to some parents because they don't really know what to do about their behavior. If they grew up in a society that advise them to hide their sexual energy or to keep their sexual energy or behaviors a secret. And you're probably not a stranger to that embarrassment, shame, or fear that many children take with them into adulthood. Tied into those feelings and the shroud of mystery around sex and sexual energy complicates this beautiful and elemental force. So it's time to shed some light on the matter. And awareness is always a powerful way to initiate positive change. I love that sentence. So awareness is always a powerful way of initiating positive change. So, and it really, that's kind of the introduction of moving into this exercise for uncovering sexual beliefs.
So why don't we take a moment or two to do that? So I'll go ahead and lead us through that. And it's the energy speaks awareness exercise, uncovering sexual beliefs. So why don't you get yourself kind of in a relaxed state and somewhat comfortable, and just allow yourself to be willing to see where it takes you. Take a slow, deep breath to connect with yourself. Breathe in again and breathe out. Take a moment and think about the region where you were born, grew up, or spent the majority of your childhood. If you moved around a lot, pick the one that you felt had the most influence on you. When you were growing up, what were the cultural attitudes towards sex? You may remember news headlines or magazine covers focused on this topic. How did you feel when you saw them? What did your teachers and other people in authority and in your community convey about sex? What were the messages you received, verbally and nonverbally, from your parents or guardians regarding sex and sexual energy? Take another deep breath and then release it. If you have siblings, what messages did they knowingly or unknowingly convey to you about sex? And what about the other kids around you, neighbors, classmates at school, your closest friends? What did you learn about sex from them? Let yourself see, hear, sense, or feel the beliefs and attitudes that you adopted. What were the first impressions and experiences of sex and sexual energy throughout your formative years? What aspects of sex felt safe to you? What parts of it felt unsafe? Now place your hands down, face down, and with one palm on your stomach and one on your heart. You may want to hold your hands still or softly rub those centers in a circular motion. If you're having an energetic or emotional reaction, just allow it while staying present with yourself. Acknowledge yourself for your willingness and courage to look back in time, no matter how often you've done so before. As an energy master, you know that there is always value in tending to your emotional world. If you're ready to release the limiting beliefs and feelings that you inherited, these first understandings, while retaining all the positive ones, affirm this to yourself. With your next out-breath, release what no longer you want to believe about sex and sexuality. With your next in-breath, inhale and enlivening the healing essence of sexual energy and sexuality. Once again, breathe out the limitations and breathe in freedom and joy about sex and sexual energy, even if you aren't completely sure what that looks like or how it feels at this moment. Take some nice deep breaths. Feel yourself back in the room.
So good.
So anything particular come up to you?
You know, it's funny. When I was in junior high, one time after school, I was walking home, and I had this girl come up to me, and she had a screw in her hand, and she kind of forced it into my face, and she said, stop flirting with my boyfriend.
Interesting.
And I didn't even know who he was.
Well.
So I don't even know what that was about, but it was some kind of a fear that she had, and she was trying to, I thought it was interesting that she had the screw kind of thing in front of me. I don't know why, but I thought of that, but that was a long time ago. Anyway, I just thought she was a kook, because I was like, I don't even know who this guy is. I was like, I said, sure, I'm not going to even talk to him.
So, okay, take a breath. There, clearly there's something for you. Let's stop right there.
Right.
I don't think it's as funny as you're trying to make it out to be.
Yeah, probably not.
So what was that about for you in terms of sexuality? Why did it come up right now?
I think it was because at that point in my life, you know, here I'm in junior high, just trying to figure out what boys are and that kind of relationship with boys, especially being the, you know, born into a family with all girls. So kind of the whole, you know, figuring guys out is just that much more of a, like, you know, something that's outside my normal home and world kind of thing. And having a dad who's in military and he's not there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have the interaction with my dad very much. And just to have somebody come up to me like that and have it be such a shocking kind of thing. She was very bullying. It was a very bully kind of situation with that whole thing. And, yeah. So I felt kind of ashamed about it at the same time of like,
okay,
she's nuts and I don't even know what she's talking about.
Well,
you know,
but you don't
it's kind of an interesting
to be ashamed about. Sounds like.
I don't even know. You know what I mean? Because I didn't even feel like I looked at her like, what are you talking about? And there could have been a part of me that actually did know the guy, and whatever reason I might have smiled at him. Who knows? You know.
Right.
She felt jealous about that. So I was a threat to her, even though I didn't even know the guy. So that's kind of interesting.
Right.
You know, you're looking
at
it as an adult. Yeah.
Right. So kind of because you can, you know, take a breath, right, and put yourself back in that space. Chloe, it's coming up right now and right during this discussion. What do you think that did for you in terms of, you know, your sexual energy? Here you're being accused of flirting with somebody. You don't remember doing it, or maybe you do and you you hit it.
No, I don't remember any. I don't remember. I had a long, long comb after that, and I just was kind of pondering, you know, I don't even know who she's talking about. So, I'm sure on some level it inhibited me being wanting to interact with boys even more, you know.
Sure.
Having somebody react
to me. Well,
here
you were wrong,
and
you didn't even know why you were wrong.
Right.
I think that's an important point. So I don't want you to have to fix anything right now, but I want people to remember, you can go back to that sleep chapter that we talked about a few weeks ago, where you could use that time to do some healing in this area and even about things that you don't even know about.
Right.
So that might be, you can go back and listen to that sleep podcast that we've done and how you could ask for help on what to do for healing in this area was something as innocent as that. It had to affect you, but when you brought it up today, Robin. So you don't need to understand
it.
But you could, you could just go when you go to bed, say, clearly there is something here. I don't need to understand it, but I need to heal it because it is affecting me somehow. And let me know what I need to know and let the rest of it go.
Right.
So I think that's part of what we're talking about is a lot of times these things come in ways that are that don't make any sense to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we've adopted these beliefs that we don't even realize are beliefs.
Yeah, so if you want to go back to that chapter, it's actually TC 431, no, 451,
great.
Sorry. So they want to look at that chapter. I'm just looking up the numbers on that. So, yeah, really interesting that I would, you know, have, it's interesting how, you know, it makes me think of 12-step and talks about things don't come up until you're ready to look at it. So if something came up, you know,
right.
trust and be gentle with yourself about that. Yeah, so it's 451
exactly.
if people want to check out that chapter about, it was great. So many insights and powerful things that you can do while you're sleeping for healing and resolving conflict and all kinds of stuff like that. So I will do that. I don't journal a lot about that. Yeah.
Well, and
yeah,
I think that's,
very
thank
helpful.
You for that, for your courage to do that, because that shows that a lot of this is so inane and so
mm-hmm.
hidden that we think, oh, it's not a big
mm-hmm.
deal. No, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's created something that created something that created something. So I
right.
honor you for doing that. So looking at with Energy Speaks and the specific chapter on sex and sexual energy, which is a lot more than that. It's about our identity. It's about our creative energy. It's about how we express ourselves in the world. So we hide behind, oh, God, I don't want to talk about sex or sexual energy. But it's a lot more than that. And so that's why we need to be able to have these conversations with safe people. And there are predators out there, so know that. So you need to be careful who you talk to about what. And if you're getting, you find yourself really full of emotion and really upset, get professional help, okay? So I just
right.
want to throw that
yeah.
out there. So looking
yeah.
at the freedom from the sexual wound, that's on page 134, talks about shame about one's appetite for sex, whether it's strong or minimal, shame about experiences that happened in the past. And, you know, and that's so big in so many different ways. A big discussion about that, but know that so many things happen is like, because we don't get a lot of support on how to be, do sex and be sexual in relationships, especially as we're dating, as we're meeting people, as we're in the workplace, and a lot of crazy stuff goes down, and a lot of guilt, and a lot of shame, and a lot of things I wish I had done. A lot of people get hurt because
mm-hmm.
we don't know how to handle that really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that there is a handbook anywhere. For me, it's about treating yourself and other people respectfully. And that's kind of
mm-hmm.
hard because there's a false intimacy that happens when you have sex with somebody. Especially if you have it early, before you really know the person, which I see happening a lot in our culture today. It's not a judgment
mm-hmm.
on my part. It's an observation. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well,
so
you know, just having this casual people that you have sex with, but that's the only thing you do with that person.
Or,
you know
what happens more than not, and I see this all the time, that one person, they have sex with somebody, and they think, oh, we're in a relationship, and the other person, oh, no, we just had sex. And more
mm-hmm.
times than not, one person is feeling different than the other is about it.
Mm-hmm.
And people
yeah.
are not being honest about that conversation. So I know it's tough, but as much as we can is really, you know, owning your own sexuality, being proud of that, and, you know, we all have to make that decision for ourselves, not our parents, not our friends, not anybody else. And, of course, we want you to be safe, for sure. Talking about shame and self-loathing, about your identity sexually, and, you know, everything's on a continuum. And we're not here to advocate or put down anything. You know, it's about... And I don't believe in labels when it comes to sexuality, to be honest. I think we are what we are. And we change and ebb and tide. And being able to, it's really about being authentic, I think. And not having a label about what that is or what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And so all those different, you know, those different parts. Something that I want to send people to, one of my favorite books and processes in terms of relationships is the book Calling in the One. And that is a 7-week process to attract love of your life. But really, the calling in the one you're calling in is you. And it's a day, you do exercise every day for 7 weeks. So it's 49 sessions and done by weeks. And week 2 and 3 can be a little tough. because you're looking at your wounds of all kinds, and a lot of them tend to be in this arena. And so you're looking at that wounding. And so I highly recommend it to kind of take this work to a next level. And I recommend that you maybe get a buddy to do that work with. But, well, in the calling, in the one, it's what you're doing is allowing loss. And so, again, part of it is my you know, identity in one area or another. You're letting go of the past and really forgiving yourself and others, releasing toxic ties, because a lot of what has happened is you may be we make love what we grew up in and what we knew, and it could be something that wasn't healthy for us. And so what we see is people creating those things over and over and over again, those unhealthy relationships, and thinking that that's love, where it may be an addiction, it may be of trying to get somebody to like me. It could be all different kinds of things. And so being willing to let go of those ties to who you're not really, renegotiating, you know, old agreements about who I am, and really looking at those sacred wounds from a new place and creating healthy beliefs and forgiving yourself, forgiving others, and looking at those old patterns and creating new healthy ways. And so this is, you know, I think this is a really time well spent. And I think I definitely recommend that you get support in doing this. Could be from a 12-step program, could be from a friend, could be from a counselor, but getting the help that you need. This is really important work. And in the book, they talk about life after shame. And that, gosh, who are we after we deal with those losses and those wounds? Because we just didn't know what was going on, right? You know, and here in 136, what judgments do I have about myself and about those situations that happened? And what judgments do I have about words I spoke or actions I took? So that may, you know, I love the grief recovery program, because what they do is they have you do a graph of the positives and the negatives of things that you're grieving about. And I think maybe doing a graph on your sexuality and your sexual energy could be well spent, because there's highs and there's lows, and honoring that and forgiving yourself and others, and be able to come from a whole place. And so you're able to look at sexual energy and sex from a sacred perspective. So you want to talk about the heights of sex and sexual energy that they talk about in the book, the pluses, once you've done that healing.
Yeah.
You know, you can even gain it as you're, you know, you don't have to be totally healed. We're never really totally healed. But when you start having those places where you can come from a more whole perspective.
Yeah, and just, you know, going along with really, you know, taking the time to be looking at everything that might have happened in your beliefs, it's really important to know that, because of, you know, through the understanding and hopefully having a different perspective, there can be forgiveness and love that is far greater and stronger than any kind of shame or judgment that you would put on yourself. So really just go, you know, and just, you know, take your time and know that you be patient with yourself. And, you know, it's something about not pushing and struggling, but really allowing yourself to be in a place where you can reach to a new place within yourself and love yourself, knowing it's actually helped you to be the wonderful, empowered person you are. I think that's important. So there's six benefits with sex and sexual energy that we wanted to cover. And right off the bat, it says sex gets much more attention in the world, as you might have noticed. It's a sense, it's immense power, even if that power is misunderstood. So this place can help you to be in a place of healing and awakening capacities. It amplifies your energy to such a level that with everything in you that opens, your cells, your energy centers, your heart, and your distractions will disappear when you're really working from that sexual energy. So, you know, you might be having a sexual interaction with somebody, but, you know, let's move it over to creativity. The same thing, you know, when you're making something and you're just really involved in it, it just seems like so much, you know, the time isn't passing, and you look up and it's been 3 hours and you've been working on something because you just had such a joy and creativity in this energy that you focused to be able to create something and have a, you know, whether it's with another person or just, you know, working on some kind of a project, that you really were just using your sexual energies to create that. Along with that too, it also can help you with levels of intimacy with yourself and another, and it can really help you change your life in a sense of closeness and tenderness, and one that will dissolve pains of illusions of separation. It's amazing how with a feeling you also are having connections with your on a soul level with yourself, because it really helps you to experience the heart that places where your mind just can't fathom. So when it comes mm-hmm. to, you know, they've said that with every you know, sexual encounter that you have, you're really having a soul connection with that person. So know that, you know, with the heart, moving with that experience, you're definitely opening to different parts of yourself. So there's some heights of sex and sexual energy that you experience that words can't even express. And there's nothing, and it also is something that once you're having those kinds of experiences, it really will help you to elevate to a place of where you can totally feel peace. And you have this, like it says, with the, you know, back in this the sleep chapter that we had, it talked about that connection that you have with yourself, that your mind, your brain, and your heart reset themselves while you're sleeping. I think that's something mm-hmm. that could happen in a sexual experience as well. There's a reset that you have with yourself, and then maybe with that other person, depending on the interaction that you're having with that person. So it's very, very powerful having that kind of interaction with that person. And then with that expansion of the sexual energy comes the release of fear. You know, it's so amazing that these things are happening along with the experiences. It says when fear disappears, you get a rush of energy through your body, and that's what your sexual energy does. It rushes your energy through your body and flushes you with happiness. Yay, I'm being flushed with happiness. And that happiness can transmute old wounds, fractured relationships, and bad memories. It's just this thing that can totally help you to reset yourself. So it's just an amazing thing, just along with just different other processes we can do with the body. This is this one conflicted part of our life experience with your sex and sexual energy you can now rediscover as a medicine for your mind, body, and soul. And you might find, you may have felt like a dark and damaged part of yourself was now rediscovered as beautiful, powerful, and whole. I love that sentence. It's such a something that's really powerful. So, Aime, can I get you to read the Sacred Fire Affirmation?
Absolutely, I'd be honored to. My sexual energy is fuel for my life. It moves me into action. It inspires me to create. It infuses me with courage to go where my heart longs to go. Its physical manifestation of this energy, sex is my sacred friend, giving me glimpses of home, welcoming me back into the arms of oneness.
So nice. So next chapter we're going to be getting into the essence of successful relationships. And what we're really going to talk about is the energy of trust. So just really powerful. And, you know, once again, we'll be kind of looking at the wounds and things like that, of things that were misunderstood, having love lost, things like that, and what that really did to help us be in a place where we can be that much more available for ourselves and another, and being able to fully see yourself in the mirror of relationships with another person, and having a spiritual family. So anything with this sexual and energy chapter, Aime?
I think it just really is like, let's really get honest with ourselves and each other about who we are as sexual beings and sexual energy, and not make it a taboo, but it's just who we are, and not let it separate us from each other, and being authentic and have those conversations with people that you care about.
Yeah, I think, and that's really something that can be, you necessarily have to be a physical, you know, reaction in or anything, you know, because it's about intimacy. And being in this place where you really can have those heart-to-heart conversations that really open us up to just new levels of trust and in ways that can just be just that much more of a wonderful experiences with each other. And being creative, that's awesome too. So as always, thank you for being here, AIM. I appreciate all your input and just love the way you did that, the experience here, being able to look at our beliefs. That was awesome.
Well, and I think it's important, you know, again, this is a conversation we need to have and not be afraid of. And there's a lot of people who really don't know how to start the conversation, so maybe it's just opening a space for them.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, checking out the books that Amy's recommended. If you have any questions or comments, you know, we're available. So please, you know, contact us and we'll do our best to help you with that. And if you feel like you really need to go get some one-on-one with help with somebody, and we encourage you to do that as well and see if you can have somebody that you can walk through with the process. So as always, we thank you for joining us and we'll see you next time here at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.